Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. Today's question comes in from listener Garth. He writes, why is the population of South Korea almost 100% lactose intolerant, while countries like the UK, Ireland, Sweden and Denmark are so low? Thanks, Garth. Lactose is a sugar found in milk. The enzyme responsible for breaking down lactose into more absorbable sugars is called lactase, and it's something we make a lot of as babies when, for the most part, our diets are significantly constituted of our mother's milk. But sometime after the weaning period, most of us stop producing this enzyme, a genetically determined trait known as lactase non-persistence. This is what causes people to experience lactose intolerance. Here to elucidate a bit more of the detail on that, and here's a warning, it's a bit grisly if you're having your dinner, is Mark Thomas, Professor of Evolutionary Genetics at University College London.
So if we're not producing lactase, then that lactose will move into our large intestine, where it has two important effects. So one is that it causes fluid to come out of the blood and go into the large intestine, and that liquefies poo, and so it can cause diarrhea. And the second effect is that the lactose can be fermented by gut bacteria, and that produces a lot of gases, especially hydrogen, but also methane, and they can cause bloating, cramps, and, well, as you can probably guess, a lot of flatulence. Now, those are the symptoms that we associate with lactose intolerance.
Now, to your question, Garth, is this trait as variable among populations in different countries as you suggest? And if so, why?
Continued production of lactase into adult life, something called lactase persistence, is very common in Europe, especially in Northern and Western Europe, and at very high frequencies in places like Britain, Ireland, and Scandinavia. But it's at lower frequencies in Southern Europe, but it's relatively rare in populations in East Asia, Native Australians, Native Americans, and so on. Why has it got that lumpy distribution around the world? And the reason is because that genetically determined trait of lactase persistence has co-evolved with the cultural trait of dairying. So we've been dairying for about 9 or 10,000 years. We've been keeping milkable domestic animals and then extracting milk from them and consuming that milk. Because milk entered the diet of adults, then the trait of lactase persistence, the ability to get the energy from that lactose, has also evolved, and it's co-evolved. This is what we call a gene culture co-evolutionary scenario. In fact, it's probably the best known we have in humans. Lactase persistence evolved in regions where people were dairying relatively early, and that's the Middle East, Europe, many populations in Africa and also in Southern Asia. But in other regions around the world, although there were milkable animals, such as, for example, domesticated things like llamas and alpacas, which can be milked, they generally weren't milked. It's actually co-evolved under very, very, very strong natural selection pressures. In fact, for a single gene trait, it's the strongest signatures of natural selection that we see in the whole genome in many populations around the world.
So, Garth, it's only in places where we observe a long history of dairying, of keeping milk-producing animals and consuming said milk, where lactase persistence has evolved and allowed people to avoid lactose intolerance. Thanks to Mark Thomas, Professor of Evolutionary Genetics at University College London, for helping us with the answer. Next week, would you believe it, from one Garth to another, we'll be answering this question.
My question is, how come water cannot penetrate the skin, but certain medications and makeup creams allege they can penetrate muscles beneath the skin? Thanks.
If you think you know the answer, why not log on to our forum and have your say? It's nakedscientists.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.